All right, let's start. Let's see. You are at the keep.
Okay. So what happened last time? Quick recap.
So last time you went to a party, you talked to NPCs who all gave you quests.
Right.
And you did a quest where you went to... you went to 910, I think. Found that weird hermit who tried to kill you.
Okay.
With his pet right. online.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right.
Oh, this is my secret.
Well, not your secret. It's just a rumor, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
That I can't share with anyone.
You can share it.
Theoretically, I think you can share it. It's just...
But I don't want to share it.
Yeah, look at the secret.
So it's not my secret.
Hey, what's this for? I need a dice.
Why would I give it to us individually if you want to share it?
My dice.
No, it's not yours. Jonathan, nothing is yours, Jonathan.
Jonathan, sit over here.
Jonathan, your dice are here.
Oh, no.
It's not heavy.
I should take the food away. Jonathan's going to sit here.
Jonathan, you want to sit here?
Yeah, you can sit over there.
Why don't you sit here?
You're
next
to Teddy.
Teddy.
See what Teddy.
It's a fidget. Alright.
So.
My teacher uses Play-Doh as a fidget.
Oh.
Oh, really?
That works.
He just squeezes it. What?
No, no.
Is it on?
Where?
You know, I was at work and I saw some of my engineers had fidgets. And I thought, that is weird.
Why? To keep the focus?
Yeah, they had like a fidget.
Are they millennials?
Yeah, I was like, that's like, I don't remember. That wasn't something when I was a kid. Also, they had like things they had in their hand in the meeting. I go,
no attention span.
It just made, it threw me off, honestly.
I was like, huh?
Yeah, it's like, that's something you give to my kids.
I know, I was like, is it gonna, Jonathan gonna become like that? He needs to have a fidget all the time.
You know, later generations are typically smarter than the previous generation. That's how we progress in technology and science.
So are you saying we're getting better or saying we're getting worse?
I don't know. I thought that threw me off. I thought it was for little kids, not older kids.
I know. I was like, oh my
or
god.
Adults.
So does it mean that Jonathan's going to be always a little fidget? I mean,
maybe. I guess once you get used to it. So the next thing I think you guys are going to try to talk to the Lizardmen about getting the
looks like EPR being dropped off.
EPR.
Yeah, it looks like we got a hit on the front door.
Okay.
Oh,
something in the front door.
Someone.
He's 2 minutes away.
Something.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
You want like a battery pack to charge at your seat? I can make it happen.
What? There's a charger behind the shredder. There's a plug-in.
Oh.
Alright, so the first problem is going to be that the river is about 100 yards wide.
100 yards wide.
How many
minutes away do you say?
I'm going to
have to cross
it. 1 minute away. Yeah.
There's
no
bridge, no bridge and there's no boats.
There are no bridges, there are no boats.
Titty! Hoi.
Sophia.
Oh, even labeled.
Sophia.
You got two? Okay, John, Dave, one of them is yours.
This is my coconut. I made a mistake. There's
you don't like coconut?
No, it looks really thick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can have mine, I can drink it.
No, I'm surprised. I go, I don't know, like... Oh, no, you know what? If you mix it, it looks like a mix.
You got the mango...
Mango something. But, you know, if... Chris,
I'll eat it.
I actually like coconut, so...
No, it's fine. I ordered it, I'll eat it.
No, I mean...
I got the peach.
Yeah, we got a similar. I wouldn't mind trade you one to see what it tastes like.
No, your fry isn't that sweet, but I like it.
Huh?
He gets it with extra sweet.
Extra sweet.
Oh, you have to try extra sweet.
Thanks
okay,
so.
I want
okay,
I didn't
so.
Like it.
Thank you.
No, I'll take
okay.
it. It's
you
fine.
You don't have to take it. He's got it.
I'm an adult.
I
can live with my mistakes.
Because our drink is actually the same, so...
What is it, 50%?
So you want, well, like, blue stuffer?
No, I want to try a different variety. Oh my goodness. Okay, let me go find out. Jonathan, why are you being fuzzy, John?
No!
Jonathan, what is it?
No, Dad!
Jonathan, please
explain
with you.
Do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't tell which is which. Tastes about the same.
Were they supposed to be different?
I think one's mango peach and one's mango or something else. I don't know. Tastes about the same.
Okay. Then they're probably the same. Good enough.
Yeah.
Then it won't matter.
Jonathan, you want to come on me? You want to come with mommy? You want to hug you?
Oh, I'm going to go. Oh, yeah, these are power outlet.
Yeah. I know I've heard this helps with a lot of things.
I think I can play it.
Oh, man, it's okay.
Did I have to... Where's the toothpick of?
I don't know. Did it fall on the floor? Maybe Jonathan take it? Oh, you know, it's right there on the floor. It's right there on the floor, Christopher.
It tastes about the same.
Yeah, that's why I feel, I don't know, what am I having one with that?
Right there.
No, what,
Chris? Tastes different.
Chris likes this.
Chris, what does yours taste like?
Sweet.
Sweet? Okay. Sweet in a good way.
I haven't tried it. I just mixed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably fine.
I don't know.
You shouldn't be afraid to try new things.
What flavor is it?
It's good.
Coconut mango.
Chicken's good.
Sounds good.
Quick, I think I like chicken.
And they added saga
to it. I'm okay. We had lunch right before you came.
We do too.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand.
Okay, no,
you
want to
sit here? Okay, you sit here.
Okay. It's not lunch time.
It's not lunch time.
No, it is not lunch time. You're right.
We had lunch right before you came, remember?
You already ate.
Alright, we're gonna cross a river. We need to cross a river. We don't have
it's
a
true.
Boat, we don't have a bridge.
I
we can't swim.
I don't want to cancel.
Everybody knows how to swim.
I only can't.
It's not an extremely fast one.
Let's just look at the comments. These are area secrets.
What's this Play-Doh?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't reading it. I just looked at the little squares. I didn't
yeah,
read it.
Yeah, I don't think you can get to area secrets. Everything there is fine.
What is it?
What? This one says something about Denwary, the bugbear.
The one that has peach.
I think we know that.
Yeah.
Those are things I think we know.
Sorry, area secrets is a link. If you try to go there, it should not let you.
I'm pretty sure we know.
So everything on that page you know, like if it's a question mark, it's probably because...
Oh my god, look at that.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
Unauthorized.
Basically, there's no way to make parts of the page secret, so I have to duplicate the page and put my notes on it, and that's the secret page.
You break it down in the same content, right?
100 yards.
Oh, that's what I forgot.
What?
What is it?
Oh.
You have to kill someone? One of these people?
Can I have your Whole Foods order? I forgot to add my vitamins.
You can add to it.
Yeah.
You probably have it, since it's over tomorrow, they probably won't like it.
Well, that's why I could add it. I think it's...
So everybody...
Roll
I mean,
five.
If you like a con... Well, if you're actually going to swim, if you like a con...
And we have to cross the river.
If you're wearing armor, so you want
to
swim.
We have to cross the river?
You could try to go... Well, yes, you got to cross the river. Actually, I was going to say you could try to go around.
Keep us here, right?
Yeah.
That's a river.
Daddy,
the river's
not.
The river pretty much separates the three
make
south.
It show you the stories.
Okay.
From the keep.
What's that thing that you
I mean, we can't go like
make
out
it
the
show
side.
You the
yes, but the river is not us.
Funny ask it.
Of course. Okay.
What kind of stories can you tell me? Story time.
So the halfling can swim better.
That you
like halfling's outdoorsy. He can swim better. That's
well, this says
time.
That my con is 15, and then you said I have minus 5.
If you're wearing armor, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wearing armor.
So 50-50.
Can we build a boat instead?
Can I have
like
a
raft?
Too?
Let's try it. You can cut down trees
I
and try
make
to build
a
raft.
Want to make a
smoothie?
Oh, that's like I forgot to order
well, it'll take you like a day. I mean, something across just took you like 10 minutes.
Sorry.
Right, but they have to cross.
That was my bad.
Way back, right?
Oh, that is true.
Mommy never ordered it, but she wasn't ordering it this time.
Order what?
That's okay. We could order
okay,
one.
Okay, order another one. Okay. Yeah. What's
oh,
mine?
We got magic.
So I would like
sleep.
A peach roll.
Wait.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Is it like a tensor's disc or something that can carry stuff? How
yeah.
much weight does that hold?
I think it's like 200 pounds.
200 pounds?
So if you is it, so the magic user can swim, he could take one person across.
Corina, which place do you
use? Houston.
Normally Houston, but...
You come back and...
Yeah.
You can be the fairy.
Can we, like, make something to help cross the bridge?
Yeah, you can try to make a boat. Or, you know, a raft.
I was just thinking, you know, like, throwing logs and just, you know,
Chris,
bridging.
You order another thing. Should I order you one more?
Raft. Otherwise, it's 100 yards wide.
I'm going to order one more thing for Chris. Do you want
it'll have to be a really big raft.
Yes, build something. I don't like this idea of swimming, you know.
No, thank you.
Then it takes forever to dry out.
And then you gotta come back.
Yeah, let's get a raft. Let's make a raft.
Get a raft.
I think we just know how to make a raft.
Wow, he just cut some wood.
Just roll.
I'm pretty sure I know how to make a raft. I'm a.
You know which one does not.
I'm a cleric.
Chris.
Here, I'll work.
All clerics know how to make
rafts. I know exactly how heavy it is.
What kind of
wood
do we need?
Because he always orders the same thing.
So.
I'll order it.
Everybody. The halfling probably knows how to make a raft. So everybody but the halfling rolls strength, halfling rolls intelligence.
Oh, halfling is dumb as a post.
Not right now, we're playing Dungeons
and Dragons. Alright, halfling gets a plus 5.
Is it 3d6?
Wait,
so, what happened? 3d6
or d20?
What are we rolling?
Is d20 or 3d6?
Strength.
3d6. I think we're all above our strength numbers.
So you want to roll equal to or less than
less than.
Okay, less than.
Use 3.
Use 3 different dice.
I rolled 3d6.
Yeah.
Beat it by 1.
I beat it by 4.
Okay.
So when I roll higher than
the other
strength.
Roll
lower.
No, lower.
So strength.
Other than strength, what else can we roll for?
This is a 6 or 1. That's a 1. I missed anyway.
Wisdom?
And half of uses intelligence, plus 1.
Well, depends. What else do you want to... So, strength is more like cutting down trees and bringing more...
I forgot what that was, my halfling.
Halfling.
Not right.
Wait, who's halfling? Johnny? Or?
Johnny's the only halfling.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
So
I'm
not.
Yeah.
I rolled an 8.
So you want to roll... Intelligence plus 5, right?
Yeah, plus 5.
Your strength?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
you
exactly.
Made it. You have to be under that number, so you're good.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay, so everybody made it?
Intelligence
yeah,
was 6.
Everybody made it.
I've not tried it. So, which one do I roll against?
Strength.
You made it by 2. You're good.
I think I'm gonna miss.
You can make it.
No, I am.
Oh,
then. I am like 11, so I'm actually.
Well, she's the only one who missed, right?
I missed too.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed too?
Yeah.
I'm not very strong.
Three people made it.
So you just drowned?
No.
Oh,
no.
You're on the
raft.
You're on the raft.
We made a raft. It's not a very good raft. So who drowns is totally random. Even though we screwed up, someone else could pay for it.
That's why you sit in the middle of the raft, not the edge of the raft.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It can be like.
Alright, so you. So the door's in the middle of the raft. Alright, so do you like take off your armor and put it on the raft, or do you wear your armor and be on the raft also?
Wait, we're falling out of it?
No.
When you're crossing,
when you're
you just
crossing.
Want to know how you're crossing.
Right, right.
Should we take off our armor?
In case you fall off.
And bundle it together?
But
no,
I mean,
no.
What if you're attacked by a big fish while you're crossing?
I am just going as I am. Why would I take off my armor?
So you won't drown.
No.
Well, she's in the middle of the raft. Low chest.
Yeah, look at the
You know when people forge things, right? They put others.
I'm a dwarf. You guys are the big, giant.
Well, magic users doesn't have armor, so you're fine, Christopher.
Yeah, you're good. It's mommy that might drown.
So when you afford things, you just take off all your things, put it in a raft, and then you walk it across, right?
Yeah. Right.
Cause
this is a bit deeper now.
Deeper river? Right. Oh, man.
You can't walk across.
So screwed.
I got two.
Alright, I will take off my armor. Put it away.
I will take off my armor.
Tie it together.
Yeah, tie it
with
a bundle.
The thief?
And make sure the rope's tied to me.
Oh, I think the halfling has armor, too.
Halfling has...
Let me help you.
Halfling has plate mail. Yeah, Halfling will take Pizarro.
Jeez.
He's not that bad. Although he's pretty dumb.
Okay, everybody took off their armor.
He's nature-wise. Maybe I should have made him release him.
He's
nature-wise. But anyways, yeah. The Halfling's outdoors, so he's fast something.
It's kind of, well, what do you mean?
It's just in the racial description. Halflings are good outdoors. It's a throwaway line.
What does that mean? They're good outdoors. Sort of.
It's like, you know, it's like dwarves are good underground.
Right. Dwarves are good underground.
Jonathan.
Dwarves are good in the woods.
Where's Jonathan?
I think maybe they took him to the bathroom. I think he didn't want to go, but he had to go.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
Hey, Teddy.
Sometimes you don't want to miss any excitement.
It's true.
No, I don't think he wanted to go to the bathroom, because this isn't his bathroom. He kept saying...
No, recently, he just didn't want to go poo-poo for some reason. He was holding it.
Do you like this? You have no reaction to anything I'm doing.
That's good.
I found Coco. He's laying in the kitchen. The other day, Stephanie goes into the kitchen and goes, "We need to throw away these mats." I go, "Why do we need to throw away?" She's like, "They're gross." I go, "Well, it's because I have to vacuum and wash them." I'm like, "Why am I throwing a mat? I just need to wash it."
It's true.
Christopher ran in the bedroom this morning. He's like, "Coco's dead! Coco's dead!" I'm like, "Is he breathing?" He's like, "Well, he looked at me." I'm like, "I don't think he's dead."
Maybe the way he looked.
Maybe that's why he's preoccupied with death, because he knows Coco's on death watch.
Sure.
And Christopher keeps saying, "What if I don't wake up?" He's like afraid of
it. Well, that's a common thing, but like, I don't know why you'd be afraid of it. Don't live this.
Alright, lately he's been saying weird stuff like that. We're not doing
anything
to him.
Existential crisis?
Yeah. No one is doing anything to him, for clarification.
Who died?
2, 3, 4, 5. The thief falls off, accidentally.
Who?
The thief.
Yeah.
So long.
Well, she's gotta swim. Make a swim roll.
Did she take off her armor?
She never answered. I guess we should ask her.
She might have leather armor, though.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Did I get rope?
Well, there's probably not a negative.
Oh, I didn't get rope because I didn't think I needed it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I think the party has rope.
Yeah.
Someone probably does. What does Christopher have?
I.
No, no, I don't have
a rope.
No, Christopher neither.
Wow, let me tie your armor.
Okay, the other half of the party has a rope. Well, I think only one or two people have a rope.
I think
Sophia
might have
had rope.
It is 50 feet.
Are you wearing your armor?
When you go across the river, or do you take it off?
I take it off.
Okay. You accidentally fall into the river.
Oh my gosh.
Roll con to see if you drown.
Oh, your con's pretty good.
Roll con.
Yeah, your con's good.
What's my con? Okay, 14.
Don't roll low.
Does anybody want anything from the people? I feel weird just ordering one 10. Thing. But
oh, I made it.
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay. So you got wet, but you're able to swim back to the raft.
What did she lose?
She doesn't lose anything. If you had rolled badly, maybe.
Well,
what do you ask, Karina?
Do
you want anything from the teaspoon?
Yeah.
They don't have coffee, so nope.
No.
Do you want more coffee?
Yeah, it would be good. I didn't sleep much.
We can make more coffee.
Okay, so.
You want to make the pot of coffee?
You
want the espresso or you want pot coffee?
Like normal coffee.
Can you make the pot
Our espresso is fine.
No, we got the pot. You just bring it out of the cupboard.
This is good espresso. I don't know why, but...
Can I bring the popcorn? Anybody want to try the popcorn?
Yeah, a little bit
spicy, but it's good. Jonathan was trying to push me off the bed.
What?
Oh my god.
What did he do to deserve to get pushed? You don't know?
Jonathan!
Are you pushing people off the bed?
Jonathan, are you pushing? Jonathan! Where are you, Jonathan? You're small people.
Ah, get my normal.
Jonathan!
Alright, so you get across the river, and you probably hide the raft somewhere so you can use it again.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you explore the hex.
I super cup, you guys made fun of me. It's supposed to be one per cup.
How big is a hex?
Do you want the coffee stronger or less strong?
More strong.
2 scoops per cup, Papa. I can't tell the difference because it all tastes kind of like...
coffee.
Yeah.
Shh. Don't write that down.
Do I need to roll anything? Because I can't.
Not yet. Oh.
Man, these were high.
Oh, that's why I had this phone. I remember I had how to set that world high and set that world low. But I mixed them all up and I can't remember.
That's why you gotta label
them. I should roll my,
put a little, like, white out dots on them.
Should my D&D dice. Just roll low. That's how I got my stats. Oh, yeah.
Stat rolling die. I was gonna look up this.
Okay, so we're counting on, counting on the wizard to talk to the wizard, lizard man. Lizard man. And they want to give us, or want to trade for or something, right? Trade for the amulet or something?
I don't know anything about the lizard man.
Five.
We have something we're looking for.
Where did the lizard man live?
In the swamp.
Okay. No, I only know about the caves and the two brothers.
You mean the castle? Or whatever, like, what is it?
No, I thought it was Caves of Chaos.
Yeah, Caves of Chaos, and then there's a castle, right?
Oh, is it a castle? Some sort of, the Rogan and Zalagrass complex.
Yep, yep.
I don't even know if Kristen knows what his secret is. He probably doesn't remember.
Okay.
Sophia knows the secrets. Sophia has lots of secrets.
Christopher knows one about the caves.
Alright.
Yes.
So.
What is. No, that goes on your bed. I don't want it.
Where's LG? Okay, let's go see
that. Alright, so that was pretty much a day to do. Build the route, cross.
Right.
Alright, so the next day you're gonna explore. And.
Where am I? Did you put order for. History?
Yeah, I put it in already. Okay. Ooh, they have vitamins for women over 40. That's be me.
Vitamins? Are they special?
I don't know. I guess so. Probably like menopause or something.
No.
No. When do you get menopause? Like 50?
Yes.
40. Is it?
Oh.
40 something? After? Oh, actually, that means you can't really have babies, right? So
yes.
It's more like 50, yeah.
No, I think it depends. I think there's also a individual difference. But in general, I think it's past 50.
Alright, so one, you roll a d6. You're trying to roll low to see if you find the village.
There it is.
Yeah.
Help yourself to the popcorn chicken.
Just
we're
one?
Not going to be
yeah.
finish it.
Just a random roll.
You can roll. You always roll low.
Let me get you.
Wow.
This is where I roll high. You can give me a little of pressure.
Wait, let me try.
You want to roll high?
I roll a 6.
Never mind. You just go bad.
Yeah.
You play with me?
No, he plays with me. So he plays with himself. Nobody else.
He's like, no. Why you been?
I don't like gummy vitamins.
I'm so very heavy with the balls.
You got a lot of balls.
I three balls.
Oh, yeah. They're so heavy, those balls. I thought he had the, there's like a weight ball or medicine ball. I thought he had that.
Yeah, I don't think you picked that up. Well, maybe you could.
It's like 4 pounds.
Really strong.
It's 4 pounds. No, I think you would pick it up. He probably so dropped it really hard, though.
Where's Christopher?
Where's Christopher? You gotta go find
He's
him.
He's hiding. We have to find him. He hides really good. Just look, you know, listen for him.
Okay. So actually, that night, after you cross the river, you make camp, you go to sleep. You probably have watches.
Sure.
Yep.
Two or one person watches.
Well, there's like six of us?
Yeah.
Probably
two?
One.
One? Six watches? It's a lot. We have three watches of two.
Oh, I guess you could do that.
Okay, three watches of two.
You know,
my ball.
That's your ball. Ball.
Are you sure?
Yes.
No.
Where's Christopher?
He's hiding.
Can you go find him?
I'll look at two of you randomly.
No. That's mommy's dice.
That's my dice.
Wow.
Ted, are you sure you don't want one? You can send one home with you. I hear there's a one that starts with a J that might be available.
Oh, what?
One of the little guys.
Oh. Kid. I don't know. I believe their survival would be pretty low. Well, okay. I would try to take home. Wouldn't like if no one just let him die.
You're like, no, I wouldn't be the guy that just like left him in the car unattended. Got it.
Alright, so the dwarf and the halfling, Karina and Jonathan are on watch. You can roll wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yep.
Wisdom.
How many?
3d6 again?
Yeah,
3d6. I'm gonna use these. These roll low.
Oh! I
really? No, how low did they roll? 6, 6. Oh!
These roll low. Like I said.
Alright, so you roll 5?
I missed it by 1.
Are you really?
I mean, you're asleep.
Yeah, you're asleep.
Okay.
But he's good outdoors.
Yeah. Oh, it's dark.
Okay,
let me see. So that's one thing.
It's dark.
Halflings don't have infravision.
That's
which
right.
is kind of weird. But I guess because they live outdoors. Maybe right. they should have ultra vision, but ooh. There's no such thing.
I just got really comfortable, you know, sitting here staring at the fire. I'm not very wise. City, also not very wise.
1, 2, 3. The thief is attacked.
You're attacked.
By whom?
16. So, do you sleep with your armor on? Or?
Yes. No.
He's just to ask that before you say she's attacked.
You break the glass.
Yes, I should, because my strength is very, very low.
That's a good point.
Yes, my strength is actually my weakest score.
You know, plate mail's really heavy and uncomfortable.
No.
Jonathan, now!
Go find Christopher.
Okay.
I'm going to where's Christopher?
I'm trying not to attack Teddy.
Make a save versus poison or death ray.
Oh, here we go. Monster hit chart. These guys are very low.
Turn to some paralysis.
And you are. Oh, they hit you.
Jonathan, eat cheese?
Yes.
Make a saving throw versus poison.
Poison.
So D20. Roll D20. You want to roll?
D20? I don't have a D. Okay, let me roll a D20. I want to roll against which one?
Saves versus poison.
Which one?
Poison and death ray. Christopher.
So you want to roll high. Let's see, you want to roll high.
Higher. Yes, higher.
Is it D20? Is it D20? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I made it. I rolled 16.
So you made it?
Yeah.
Alright. So you feel a bite, you yelp, waking up the guards.
Okay,
or,
and then?
Or the people on watch.
What?
Where's the mango?
I don't know.
Where did it go?
I don't know.
So you see,
I see dead bodies.
Giant centipedes attacking.
Giants.
These are about, what, I mean, by giants, they're about this big.
Giant what? So.
Centipede.
Like a loaf of bread.
Centipede.
Yeah. Okay. Centipede.
And it bit you. That's why you got poisoned.
One of those on top of the feet.
James.
Okay.
I'm trying it on your face.
Can we not be so vivid about our
No, that's how you get that emergent.
What are you talking about?
Giant centipede.
Size of a loaf of bread.
Just big.
I don't know. Good thing I'm sleeping.
And they're fuzzy.
Right,
they're
right
fuzzy?
On the right until
I start snoring and roll over.
You were on watch.
Okay.
You were.
Oh, I fell asleep. I just got really cozy.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a two on watch, right?
Yeah, that. Halfling was on watch. Halfling was the.
Halfling just went to sleep. But anyways, everybody wakes up.
What's going on?
You can all make.
Yeah.
Initiatives, which
D20?
I was doing. How was I doing initiative?
I should roll. Use this one. This rolls very well.
Rolls really low. I hear.
Or high, low or high, depending on what I need or don't need.
initiative 3d6 plus dex plus dex plus on top of that as well.
3d6.
This is very complicated.
Plus dex
plus
dex. So you want high?
Okay. So initiative. Roll 3d6. I have your numbers.
Okay.
Cool. All of us.
3d6.
Yep.
Yes. You want high or low?
You want high.
I should use this. This was high.
Do this against what?
I rolled 13.
Against strength or against what?
Just roll.
You're on a computer. It should be like a spreadsheet or something. 10.
Yeah, you would think. Be a little bit better about that.
I got 11.
I got 10. I didn't roll very well.
Alright, Christopher, you got...
I got 13.
Wait,
I got 11.
Is
the kid? Do you roll for the kid?
21.
Oh, okay, I vote for him.
The dwarf got what?
I got 13. Christopher got 14. Or the kid got 14.
Wait, where did you get the speckled dice from? Are those my dice?
What's dice?
The speckled ones? The clear speckled ones?
No, he picked out these. He picked these out when he was last there.
No.
10?
But clear speckled ones with dex.
Okay.
What's clear speckled?
The confetti dice.
No, he bought these. They're like clear flags, but he liked it because it looked like sprinkles.
Okay.
No, he picked them. So when we were at DunderCon,
really, you should see who goes first with this.
He picked these two sets last time we were at DunderCon.
See who goes first with this one. It's the first player dying.
Oh. Right. Just an arrow points to me.
Oh, then you go first then. It's like three out of six of those is like the person who rolls the die goes first.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Owner.
Oh, that's me. I own the die. Or own the... I kind of know the game though.
Roller. Okay.
Yeah.
Name. Oh, no. Alfredo. Eldest. Youngest. And Arrow.
Yeah. Well, are you the eldest or Sophia?
Who's the youngest? Eldest.
That would be you or Christopher or Jonathan.
Probably Jonathan.
Well, of the players.
Yeah.
Is deep. Actually,
he's the player.
Oh,
he has a halfling.
Oh, is that the halfling you guys keep talking about?
Yeah, Johnny.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Sophia.
Sophia's a rogue thief.
Oh, okay.
Rogue? What is that? Is that like rouge?
She's just a rogue thief. She's not a very good thief.
Well, has there been any thieving opportunities coming
right.
up?
Johnny goes first.
Johnny.
You wake up. Since you were on watch, you have all your armor and weapons.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh my gosh, what's going on?
There's
could let these guys in.
These centipedes crawling over all over camp, trying to bite people.
Oh, time to,
fire, they're probably afraid of fire.
Time to teach them a lesson.
Where's their campfire?
I have a short sword.
Okay, so you can attack one.
Yep.
Pretty easy to hit. So roll d20.
This is d20. I'll roll high, right?
How old are you?
12.
Jonathan, how old are you, Jonathan?
7. You hit one. Roll d6.
Jonathan, how old are you, Jonathan?
D6 for first sword. Damage.
5.
You kill one. This one. It goes, you cut it in half. It goes squish.
Whoa, it screams.
It screams like a human.
Oh my gosh.
More satisfying to kill.
That's all my nightmares. Why did he hit me?
Thunder, your turn.
I want to live.
Thunder. You're Thunder.
Yes.
I just wanted to eat.
You'll kill the centipede on your chest?
Of course! Do I have a choice or say, oh no, I don't, I just carry around.
You can try to,
Well, it's in grapple range, so...
Yeah, yeah.
You can try to tame it.
I don't think you can hit it right yet.
Flat with your blade. To tame the centipede.
No, I don't want to kill myself, okay?
Alright, so you grab your sword and attack it.
What? It's already on top of her.
You can
swing
it off.
With
so.
The sword?
No, you can stand up if it falls off.
Don't roll one, that'd be good.
Okay.
Once it's, like, feet has little blades on it, it can grab
off. Okay, barbs. So what's your jar roll against?
So D20, you want to roll
high.
High.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the table and see what AC you hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of,
I'm gonna redo it, okay?
What kind of poison is it? Does it, like, make you feel sleepy or something?
It just makes you sick for a week.
Oh.
So it doesn't tell you. Easy negative.
11.
11.
So 8.
8. You hit it, so roll your damage.
Okay. 3d6?
1d6. What
you have a short sword, right? Small short sword?
I think I have a short, yeah.
So it's 1d6. Plus strength bonus if you have
6.
6. And plus what?
6 plus strength is 0.
Oh.
6.
Okay.
No, my strength is 9.
Well, bonus.
Oh, I didn't have
both. Oh, look at you. It was a huge centipede. So you kill it, and you don't hit yourself. It absorbed the whole thing.
Yay! Teddy!
Obviously, it was the leader.
Yeah.
The leader.
The leader centipede.
It was a big one.
So their morale should drop now, right?
Well, that's true.
They
do have
are they
rooted? Wow, they have really low morale, actually.
Oh my god.
They were not really into this. They were
probably run away.
We're just a little hungry, a little peckish, maybe.
Oh, we thought you were all dead.
What?
Sorry.
We only eat carrion. Okay.
They do tend to eat carrion.
Didn't see my watch, that's why.
Hmm.
So there's still, like, 3 centipedes.
Did you add your vitamins to the order?
Yeah.
Do you want to attack one? Or do you maybe just... They seem shaken.
Not stirred.
Sure, I hear centipedes good eats.
Oh,
but these are poisonous. Poison person.
Oh, not... Well,
just
kind of
the poison gland.
They're venomous, not poisonous.
Oh.
Oh,
venomous.
Well, you know,
sack, right?
Too late.
Yeah.
I already hit
it. How do you know?
Well, I don't know. I smacked at it. I rolled an 11.
Oh, that seems pretty high.
How many CD do you hit, though?
8.
My
she
hit
has,
point?
She,
oh, right.
She has strength bonus. If you have a strength bonus, it might be
plus.
Plus 1. And I have a normal shield. Or
wait,
normal sword, but I guess first I have to shoot it to hit.
What's the AC of the...
I guess the AC is... Well, okay, so what AC do you hit on there?
My AC?
So you rolled 11.
It's at the bottom.
She's hitting
8.
So
8.
So 8, and you have a plus 1, so 7. Alright, so you hit the centipede, roll your damage, which I think is...
It's
I don't know what you have.
1d8.
1d8, and you have plus 1 for your strength? Because you have strong.
4.
Alright. Oh. Oh, well. The other centipedes are on the ground. Pretty much the only one that was in danger is the one that's feet.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to hit when you're half awake.
So. Alright, so roll. Or your damage.
What do you want to watch?
How much damage did you do?
4.
Well, that's like he's wearing your armor.
Alright, so you kill a centipede. Uh-oh. So, it is Kit's turn.
Christopher, what are you going to do? Christopher, what are you going to do?
He's still sleeping.
What are you guys doing over here?
Did you wake up? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's still sleeping.
Let's first see if he likes this. Can you give him a little piece of work? No. First,
no. I already gave him wine and he drank it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Give him a little piece because you keep getting snagged and he's running away. Give him a piece because
this guy's going to treat his pets.
Give him a piece because otherwise he just runs away. You're just wasting your snaps, Christopher. I thought you wanted to try it, no?
So I exercise control. When it's rolled.
Yeah,
no one's hurt, right?
Me,
no one's hurt?
Because that one is mild, the other one is more sharp.
I mean, the rest of you could miss, and then I'll have a chance.
Okay.
They're pretty slow.
Unlikely.
So, yeah, Christopher gave your son a Dubliner cheese, which is this, like, sharp cheese with salt crystals in it.
Okay. You love
and
that?
I go, that's not really cheese you give to a little kid.
Mm. I know.
He likes it, but, like...
Do you like it before, when he was younger?
He actually is the one that picked it. He would we would go to the cheese aisle, and he would chase all the cheeses. And that's one
he
of
likes
the random
sort of sharper ones.
Ones. Yeah, he
kind of, stronger
he
flavor.
Likes cheddars, and that's a type of cheddar. But bizarre. Not normal.
Yeah. Jonathan, I don't know. Sometimes he likes things with taste.
Jonathan eats more things.
Well, but I keep... So Christopher keeps giving him things. I go, well, let him try first, because he keeps, like, throwing it away. Yeah. So I go, give him a piece of this. Don't give him more, because otherwise he just gets away all his
time. So I think Chet's still sleeping.
Oh, wait, that's why
no,
I ordered her.
Kit can attack.
Your coffee, I
can't.
Kit
can attack? Okay, Kit can attack.
I know, but I came to tell you your coffee
pot. Is ready?
Oh, all right.
Your cup.
Do
you want sugar?
11.
Hey, this still says liquid in it.
11 is AC 8. I'm sure it hits.
Chug.
Assuming you're both saying AC.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you can wait for the coffee. It's just on the pot.
No, the table right here.
Kevin can serve himself, but just get out the sugar and stuff. Do you like regular sugar, or do you want, like,
4
sweetener?
He rolled 4.
Just regular sugar. Okay, so you miss.
No.
Hit
hit for 11, and that was the damage.
Okay.
AC 8.
Okay.
Assume they all have the same AC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, there's one left. Legolas.
Legolas. Wait, who's Legolas? Is it Christopher?
Legolas.
It's him. Is he an elf? Yeah.
Legolas.
I didn't do it.
Well, you're last, so you must want to attack. And if you miss, then we'll see first of all.
Sure.
Wow.
Did you miss again?
From the high to the lows. How bad
Man.
Can it be? Well, you don't know that I missed.
You're just an investment. If you get to level 2, you can start camping.
I think I just woke up just stretching. I wasn't trying to hit anything.
You're just like, oh.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
You guys can go. I'll set this one up.
Right.
Okay, Megalus. Nope.
Is it Megalus?
Megalus.
Not Legolas? Megalus?
No, I'm the cousin.
Oh. Not Kekulus?
Obviously, M. L after L.
Yeah.
It's a family
so you're
name.
The younger cousin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Megalus?
No, that's his younger brother.
Yeah, he's only... 50, don't talk about it. Okay.
Alright, see you can hit one.
I attack.
Sounds like
11, I hit AC 8.
Christopher's teaching Jonathan not
Sorry.
To run around with scissors.
Roll,
that's
attack.
Good.
Is D20
good.
To attack?
Yeah.
Thought everyone was rolling.
Wait, what are you rolling?
Are you sure it's a d20?
Yeah.
Okay. I rolled a 19.
Oh, we've all been right. rolling 3d6.
High's good,
right?
High's
good.
High's good?
Wait, you're rolling 3d6 to attack?
Yeah.
Is it
3d6
or...
I rolled d20. D20 to attack.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. I thought we kept rolling 3d6s.
Oh.
Yeah.
So 19.
Yeah, that's not quite that universal
assist. So I got... Did that send me to
hit
AC 0?
Well. Okay, so you hit it, roll your damage.
Ooh, 19. Is that a crit? There are no crits, right?
There are no crits.
And
there's
no
fumbles.
Like fumbles. Good.
Maybe expert set. basic set doesn't say that.
What are we using?
Sorry, I thought we were still rolling d6s.
Right.
I should use this one. This one never fails me. Let's see, die 20.
Equipment.
See? I rolled 20.
That's because it's...
Normal sword, 1d8.
Combat conditions.
When I do it for reals, it craps out.
Yeah.
I hit 3.
You do 3 damage?
Yeah.
Oh, this one actually survived. Let's see.
Can't handle the pressure.
1. 3. Oh, that's right. Oh, you killed 5 centipedes.
Oh. These are not edible, are they?
They're fairly big, though. You could eat them.
Well, they're venomous, right? So you just take out
take
the glands.
So
just chop
so
off the head.
So these are like lobsters, basically, right?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Ooh, lobsters.
Land lobsters.
As long as that's the marketing name, I'm sure you can sell them.
The land lobsters.
You just have to cook them. You have to cook them a while.
Well, yeah.
And
make sure,
them really
make,
good.
Make sure they turn pink.
Are you sure you won't get sick from eating lobsters?
Just don't eat the venom side.
Yeah. These are not sentient. We're fine.
That's what I've been telling
you. You don't get sick eating cooking things.
What?
Sentient. It just was following its natural instincts. That's not sentient.
Nope.
But it's screaming like a human.
That's
yeah,
true.
You know what? Animals also kind of feel me, kill them, pigs, cows, bulls, sheep, chickens, but they usually don't say don't hit me. What? I didn't hear that.
You're really thick-ish. She thought you were sleeping.
Maybe
you were talking in their language.
Sorry.
You
know,
just click, click, click.
Alright.
Alright. So I'm not sure you're going to do anything with bodies, but there's no reason, really.
Can you have reactions? That's what you're seeing.
That's right.
I'm a castle elf.
Sweet's not here, so I wouldn't have crazy characters who want to cook everything.
No, I was wondering if you can use the shell for anything.
The shell?
Like the
character? No, they have really soft stuff. They have really bad.
We kill them one shot each. How good are they?
Never mind. Let's push to the side. You know what? This could be bear bait. We like leave this way over there, and the bears will attack it. Leave us alone.
Probably should move the thief over there. She's all slathered.
Is she?
Yeah, I wish
she got bitten, and then she like killed it when I was on top of her. Just no splashing.
Yeah. She's got stuff on her arm. It's fine.
Yeah. Go back to the river to wash it off.
Sure.
Alright, so,
or maybe you're supposed to rub it all over you to blend in with the wilderness.
Like smells mud? Like mud? Like purger?
No.
Can't see.
Smells against heat. Good provision. Talking about blending in with the wildlife, so we won't know where he's going.
Escaping time! Not scary! Follow me!
Alright, so next day, you can make another exploration roll.
Is that die 20 or 3?
D6.
D6. Alright.
Have someone else roll.
Right, make someone else you roll.
One roll low.
What? Oh, you put tape on them?
Mine.
Oh, yeah, that's
what
it
does. Not like this. I rolled one.
Wait, what were we supposed to roll?
Die six.
One
person.
Oh,
I rolled
roll.
It.
Oh.
And I did the best possible.
Unless you split your party up, then you can. Then
oh!
Anyways, six ways.
So, midday, you are exploring the swamp, and you find the. Like, there's an island, kind of, where the lizardmen live.
Okay.
You can tell it's got, like, a mound. So...
They're all sunbathing?
Well, it looks like... there are a couple, like, stunted trees.
Yeah,
it's like... It looks like... there's some stunted trees. There are, like...
All right.
They have like a volleyball net.
Are they playing volleyball?
What's your charisma?
No.
Hi.
Christopher speaks the language.
Yeah, wizard.
Oh, Christopher, we need you.
17.
It looks like they have like a fire pit and they're cooking something.
Christopher, we need you.
Caterpillar, land lobster.
Ooh.
It's a delicacy.
Christopher, your present.
You guys
busted.
Just tossed it away.
Whoa.
Wait, what was
Did
it?
Did you toss it away, Duke?
What are you talking about?
Centipede.
Oh. It was an offering. We were making an offering.
Anyway, so it does look like they're having some sort of, like, feast or party.
Oh, feast.
Oh.
Where's our translator? Where are
Christopher, your presence is requested. We need you to talk to people that are not human.
Okay.
What are we trying to do? What was our quest again?
We want to get something from them, right?
You know what? If we knew we were going to meet the lizard room, we probably would have kept the centipedes.
Why?
But you don't know what they eat.
They like
yeah, lizard feet.
Maybe they're the most...
That's very
favorite.
Obvious.
Maybe
they're favorite. What about this?
Wait, it's a favorite pet.
Definitely should know. He's good outdoors.
Is it D20 or...
Well, what do you need to do?
36
it. Halfling
can also roll.
What do
I need to do?
What do I need to do?
You may be good outdoors.
Okay,
I made it.
Alright,
by...
so that's fine.
Okay.
Alright, so you
okay.
So you brought the centipede cockroach. Anyways.
It's your turn.
Christopher, do you know Lizard Man?
What does do I read?
What, do you know Lizard Man as a language?
He can. No, wait, you don't need to roll yet. You just need to. Do you know Lizard Man?
Is it Lizard Man or Lizard Folk?
One of your languages is Lizard Man.
Yeah, this is a basic.
Yeah.
Sorry. Lizard Women. Got it.
Back in the day.
We need to talk to Lizard Man. Tell him we're going to give him the centipede, but we need some information from him. We tell the bird centipedes to give them for food.
Giant centipedes.
Yeah.
What did I roll?
Really tasty for Lizard
Man. What did I roll?
Well,
we first
yet.
Talk to them.
First you're talking to them.
Sophia bathed in their blood.
So you guys approach him?
No, I killed it.
So the chief comes up to you. He's got, and there is... he has
a
big champion lizard man warrior next to him. Not champion as a fourth edition, just...
Quick. Jonathan!
And the champion has the...
Does it have a subtitle above it below his name?
Yeah.
So, orange name.
Oh, my
God. Orange name?
What type?
I'm gonna get...
There's some generic ones too.
There are some generic ones.
Yeah. I don't know what types are. Anyway, so he's got an ornate necklace on.
Oh, that's the one we look.
That's the one
we
look for.
Don't look like we'll be able to trade for that. We'll see.
Maybe not. So,
Kit
says hi.
Christopher, the guy says hi.
Hi.
Okay, Jonathan. Okay, mommy hold you. Okay, Jonathan, mommy hold.
I
want to
get
hold.
Him to my room.
Oh, you want to get him to your room?
Why do you want to get him to your room?
He's not.
Does he want to go to your room?
Okay. Mommy hold you. Okay, Jonathan, mommy hold. Okay,
I like.
Mama, papa. Jonathan, mommy hold you. See nobody.
No.
Changed. Jonathan.
No. No, I don't want to.
Cannot be contained.
Jonathan,
I think he's trying to get him to take a nap.
So the chief welcomes you. You come at one of their holy days, so they will not kill you. And instead, they invite you to partake in the feast.
Oh, what's it cooking? Take a quick peek.
Oh, so now we roll for baby animal.
Roll for what?
Baby animal.
Oh.
Now you roll for the baby animal.
Great.
Well, the older they get, the more chewy the meat is.
Right.
Here.
So, what
are you... Oh, Christopher, your drink is here.
Over one Play-Doh. No, John, I think Christopher is playing with Christopher.
Someone roll D6.
D6, one high or low?
It
doesn't matter. It's an animal.
Odd even. Just to look like this.
Even.
Any
monsters over there.
100.
How many pages?
Roll percentile. It's not a number, a random number, it doesn't matter. 67.
41.
41?
41 monsters.
Okay.
See, I told you, don't stop giving him
okay. 41, huh?
Yeah. Does it roll a D41?
It rolls a 9.
Oh, 9?
I just did a percentile. It's over as a reroll.
I think Jonathan needs space. He's telling you stop. I don't know what you're doing, but he says stop.
I don't want that him.
Oh, so cute.
Where's my other
Aww.
Straw?
So look at this. They have some sort of dog in a cage.
Aww.
Dog with feathers and claws.
Oh, it's got feathers.
Yeah, yeah. Feathers and claws. It's like a half eagle, half dog.
What? He looks delicious.
Yum, yum, yum.
Don't have to say what they are. But I guess you're supposed to look in the muscle anyway.
Enfio.
Yeah, it's supposed to be generic. Not for any one system, so I don't think you can give it to
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You don't tell what it can do. Rip your heart out. Can fly.
Enfio. Enfio. Dr. Laura Enfio. It's apparently a human. Enfio, what? Monster? Creature.
Yeah. Beast.
Does it say it's a dog? What is it?
Oh, here. It's like a half dog, half... What mythical creature is an Enfio? A chimeric creature, head of a fox, chest of a greyhound, body of a lion. Hindquarters and tail of a wolf, and four legs like an eagle's talon.
Why? What's the point?
Creature of Celtic
Look
culture.
At this.
Yeah.
Well,
this one.
Christopher, you're missing it. You're not gonna... I guess I'll take it. Christopher doesn't care. You're not even paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is it?
It doesn't have stats or anything, right? If it's generic.
Yeah.
Just, what is it?
I think it sounds like a dog.
So
oh, it's Irish.
Alright, so you're talking to the chief, Lizard Man Chief.
Yeah.
And he invites you to their feast, because this is like one of their feast days. Mm-hmm. And then, so one of you are asking, what's the featured food? And
that's
he points to the cage, and in the cage is this.
Aww. Christopher, you want to get that?
Eat it.
You bounce.
Yeah, we're going to eat it.
So
okay?
That's what they're going to make for dinner. Unless you can do something about it.
Or you can just eat it.
Or we can just eat it. I'm sure it's tasty.
No. Is he role-playing? Or is...
I don't know.
Christopher.
Does Kit attack immediately?
Or does he try to bargain
really
to save the animal?
I don't want to get
like attack. Why is that the British sauce?
You're going to eat the info pup? Oh, okay. Well, but they have to eat something. What do you suggest? Should they eat the pup? Or
they have some caterpillar, giant caterpillar.
You have some, caterpillars.
That I hear Lizardmen love.
We don't have that. I don't think you have any of the other animals in that book yet.
Yeah, you don't have anything. All we have is dead caterpillar.
Is there a caterpillar one? Look, there's a caterpillar one.
All this spawn.
So it's either caterpillars or nothing.
Yeah,
basically.
What would you like? Caterpillar
you
or
could try to trade something else.
That's right.
Maybe do a task or something. You know, the usual stuff.
Do they like caterpillars? Or centipedes, I guess. Centipedes.
Centipedes. Sure, why not?
Hey, so we should make a suggestion that they replace the entry with centipedes.
They have a 5th edition book with some stats in it, but I didn't get it because we're not playing 5th edition.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it'll take years for it to grow up anyways.
To what?
It'll take years for it to grow up.
Yeah. I'm just saying, there was a book with stats, but I didn't know if they were relevant.
I think there was a companion rifle.
Here. What's that say?
Everything.
It looks like it's from some sort of monster manual.
Yeah, I think they have a companion.
What about eating these things?
Which one's that?
Expedition Beast Companion.
Wyvern
and
Elver. Wyvern
Elver?
Mm-hmm. Is it for basic or is it for...
That's
it's just generic.
Oh, this is D&D.
I
want to
eat the caterpillars.
Beck me D&D. D-E-C-M-I.
Which version of D&D?
Beck me. D-E-C-M-I.
That's
alright. Beck me
D&D. Oh, yeah, they have a companion book for...
Yeah, they have stats for 5e.
Sorry.
Yeah.
5e?
It's a new thing.
Yeah, 5e is the one.
So what do you think? How do you think you're going to
eat? I want to eat this.
We don't have any of that.
Have a tadpole? They're stinky, though.
We have centipedes. That's all
we have.
I think centipedes.
We can trade them like five juicy centipedes.
No, over there, John. Where the dough is.
Alright, you want to try to convince him to eat the centipedes instead?
Sure. Yeah. Wizard would do it.
Yes. The wizard can roll charisma.
Charisma.
Christopher, can you roll or you want me to roll for you? Which one should you roll?
Charisma
3d6.
You want to get...
You want to roll
lower. Lower. Mr. Armani's going to roll for you.
Trade you 5. Slightly.
You want to roll? Okay.
Wait, what do you got to roll?
86. You want to below lower than your charisma.
What's my charisma?
8.
8. Oh, it's going to be tough.
Roll. Nah, roll. 40%.
Nah.
What'd you roll?
Quick, lie.
10. I got it.
Where's
mommy?
You, use one of your chips. Use one of your chips.
No.
Is it really? I don't think it's worth a chip. You're just trying to convince him to eat something else.
That's true. You could, well, I mean, you could add more to the offer or something. You don't need to. This is not a life or death
rule. What could I add to offer?
I don't know.
How about, is there some service we can provide?
You want to, okay. Do you want to offer a service or? Okay.
Should we hunt for something else?
Mm-hmm. We give him the caterpillar, you offer a service.
Offer a service.
Yeah, we'll do a quest for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quest.
Yeah, we can go get you that like nice honey that we hear Winnie the Pooh's really like.
They feel attached to this animal because it's cute. All
okay.
How can we convince you not to eat it?
We can. We can do a right,
so,
quest.
Sure. So they say. So they say in the woods over there, there's a, well, not woods. I mean,
swamps.
It's like a fir, it's a little small woods.
Okay.
No, it's not like a forest. But there lives some giant spiders. If you can get some of their eggs, that would be great.
Giant spider eggs, huh?
There's no giant spiders in this book.
All right. How many? Some? Like two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Some. Okay.
It's more
big
flavoring.
Eggs?
It's probably like this big, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So like, you know, a couple
cute.
Eggs.
Sure.
It would be great.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go get some eggs.
Yeah, you know, it's like a delicacy. I hear something.
Oh, we should also ask about the necklace in case we can do another quest for them. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Can we sweeten the pot, you know?
Oh, so they say...
Wait, what do we want with the necklace?
For a quest. Some guy in the tavern wants
it. It also would look like
can
a nice,
out of it?
You know...
Out of the iron.
Animal.
So what they do is, during the festival...
Water, snow, lava, and rock. Water...
During the festival, they do games,
air,
contests. And so...
What, win?
Earth.
Yeah, so whichever team wins gets necklace.
Okay, so let's get the eggs first. What about necklace later?
Okay.
But today's their holy day.
Nah, that's fine. It's whole week.
It's their
holy.
Week.
It's holy
a
week.
Long holiday.
Oh, it's like India.
This is
like
why this has been almost extinct.
And just when you think you want to work, it gets extended.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
I think he's pooping.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, exciting times.
Which toilet?
I don't know, but when we're done, I still have to clean the bathrooms. Oh, you know, give him the stool. Can you get Jonathan the stool? Maybe he likes the stool. It smells like Coco made a poop, too.
Is that some, like some sort of rash? Because that red mark's been on your face for a while.
What red mark?
In his face.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know if your face is different or not. I guess it looks a little reddish.
Titty!
Jonathan pooping?
No, he's not pooping. No wonder. Christopher is asking which bathroom did Jonathan went. He actually tried to climb the ladder on that room.
And he got stuck there, but he's too tall for him, so he's getting very scared.
Oh, okay.
Oh, pad. You put the cash pad back?
No, I put it back.
He's just like, he wanted
no,
to buy
it. No, I
didn't
think about that. I was like, oh, he's going to come and then he's going to get stuck up there.
I know, that's why I asked, but he liked it, but that's why I asked Dave to come over to hold him in case he falls.
Mm. He does not. Okay, well, he can stay up there. I don't care.
He's scared. Okay, Jonathan, calm down. Mommy, hold you.
Do we know anything about the spiders? Like what they like? Or they just kind of gave us point in a general direction?
Well, they point you to where the... Where the little stand of trees is. Since you can kind of, you can barely see it from where you are. Or you can see it from where you are.
Okay.
Because it's slow.
Where are we?
It's not that big.
We're in the swamp, right?
Yeah, you're in the swamp.
Okay.
And the spiders are like at the edge here.
Okay.
The next
kind of view another forest?
Yeah.
Okay. Are the spiders poisonous or they didn't mention?
Let me check. Okay, so they say there are two lizardmen killing spiders there, so you gotta be careful because they have poison.
The lizardmen or the poison?
The spiders.
Oh, the spiders.
Yeah, lizardmen killing spiders.
Lizardmen killing spiders. Okay.
Yeah, killing spiders. Like, you know, man killing. Except for lizards.
They're already over there. Okay, so we just joined the party, but we're looking for the eggs. All right. Well,
there are two spiders there, and so occasionally, someone goes to try to get the eggs. Sometimes they come back. Sometimes not. It's quite. It's, you know, one of those.
Others eggs. Are trying to get the same thing.
Well, nobody has tried it in a while because, you know, the spiders are dangerous.
Okay, Titty.
Hmm.
So what happened? We're going.
We're
get spiders.
Apparently, there's a bunch of other lizardmen also going after the spiders. But we're
Titty. It's a contest.
Well, they don't always come back, so we're gonna try our luck. And this is like a forest.
They'll send a lizardman with you to
show you where they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although it kind of sounds like, you know, in Princess Bride where you go in the forest and sometimes random stuff comes out.
What, the whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it called? What is it? Some.
Yeah, something like Doom or, I don't remember. It sounded dreary.
That's fine.
This is a challenging encounter.
Oh, okay. So,
that sucks.
All right, spiders.
Well, nips. You can't charm them, and you can't sleep them.
Can't charm, can't sleep. Right?
Because actually, you sleep.
Spiders don't sleep.
Let's see. Sleep.
Chitty, thank you for being so quiet.
Normal creature.
Everything sleeps.
Undead. Not affected. Magical, fantastic creatures are not affected.
No, take it away!
I guess spiders are normal. They're just really big. Because, like, large creatures.
So they can be charmed and sleep.
No, yours is a charmed person. You could try to sleep them.
You want mommy?
Alright.
Actually, you got it. You have a fairly good chance. I'm going to say surprise and kill you.
You have a chance.
Alright, we gotta get the spiders. Come on. We have to all be on guard.
It's fine. We got the half of it.
Oh,
good
you
outdoors.
Know what? I fire you up. Prepare your sleep.
It's good outdoors.
Spell. See, maybe we could try to sleep them.
But the spiders are in a cave. Isn't that indoors?
No, no. They're in trees.
They're in
trees. You should try it. We see if it works or not. We don't know if it will.
Depends on whether or not the caves have doors.
Spell one is reading magic.
One is an indoor forest.
Oh, it says it's a tamarack stand. What tree is that?
The what?
Tamarack.
I don't know. Tamarack.
Tree.
Tamarack. It sounds familiar.
Pack monk. Attack. Eastern larch. Black larch. Red larch.
They're a type of tree.
Yeah.
It's like a needle tree.
It's a pine,
pine tree.
Okay. Anyway, so it's a big stand of pine trees.
It's a fancy name for a pine tree. It's pine trees.
Okay,
go back.
I want to go there.
Alright, so.
He wants to climb the gym?
Oh,
or he just wants someone to stand with him?
Huh?
What does Jonathan want that he wants the mommy?
Okay.
Just
so I see you guys are like in your sort of.
Marching order.
Marching order. 10-foot wide corridor. Marching
I'm
order.
In the front.
Two.
Yeah.
All right. So, but since the spider can attack you from anywhere, but
don't we have a marching order? We have a marching order.
Yeah. I have a submarine order.
That's something that went back.
Yeah. You and the halfling are in the back, and the dwarf and the thief are in front. In the squishy middle. Cleric and red cube.
But take away heavy armor, right?
Yes. Still squishy.
Still kind of squishy.
That's a hard candy shell.
It's true.
You know, I am lower to the ground, so it's harder to push me over.
Mm-hmm.
Lower it's center of gravity.
Alright, so everybody roll wisdom.
Wisdom, huh?
Why do we have to keep rolling that one?
It's just like a spot skill in the third edition.
Missed by two.
Missed by a lot. Made by two.
Missed by one.
Wow.
Ooh, Christopher made it. There's like no way he didn't make it. I rolled really low.
Sophia made it by three.
Good thing she's so proud.
All right,
does
so
it matter
two,
how much?
Not really. So you two miss. Who and you miss?
I missed by one, yeah.
Alright.
He made it. Yep. And Sophia made it.
So at the party, at the party,
is it the front that saw it and the back that missed it?
Yeah, the back saw it. That's okay. He has a sleep spell prepared.
Oh, that's true. Dwarf. One person in each rank missed it. So.
Oh, okay.
Great. That's so.
I think
ideal.
All right. So enough of you hear the rustle from up above, and you just see the two spiders coming down on their webs. At you. Under whatever.
Really?
Gosh.
They don't just have like a giant web network that wait for people to walk into and then they just wrap them up.
I don't know. Do black widows do that?
I don't know.
I should have got
I feel like, well, we didn't see where we were going, and we walked into a giant spider web and got stuck.
I don't know if Johnny likes coming here to play with Christopher or just play, because he seems to play away.
No, they are playing together now.
Oh, okay.
Because I think Christopher liked to tease him or taunt him, like he was taking away his toy, but then Jonathan gave him
what are you doing to each other back and forth?
So as you get into the center of the woods, you see more and more webs everywhere.
That's why they love things.
And so the people with Mr. Wisdom check should walk into the
Well, it's Chris getting mad because Jonathan doesn't pay attention to him.
Yeah, so basically,
they're trying to get each other.
Yes.
You're trying to make your way through, and three of you get stuck.
You're not playing with
Chris
right now.
Okay. There you go.
What happened?
I made it more thematic.
What happened?
The people who missed their spot check walked into spider webs and they're entangled. And then the spiders come down.
Oh.
That's when spiders attack.
Alright, so you do get a strength roll to get.
I don't know, but I thought he's asking us for the whole something.
Before they attack.
Okay.
So roll strength.
What do we do?
3d6.
3d6.
3d6
equals roll less than your strength.
Only when you're attacking someone else, you roll d20. Oh, I missed. Tuta. This time one.
I made it by
four. Okay.
Four.
So you're able to rip yourself
okay,
from the web from the attack.
The final
point though. Okay,
John. Save yourself. Alright. So the three people that missed their spot check walked into an actual
web
and are stuck.
Okay.
And then the spiders come down.
But okay. you can get out of the way with a strength roll.
Oh,
yeah.
Strength roll, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Full strength.
Yeah. 3d6, you can do it.
I never
roll
fail.
Low.
He's
I just
never
fail. Just chasing him around now.
Why are you using your phone? Oh.
Made it.
Alright, so only Vigilus is stuck.
Oh,
everybody.
These are extra thick webs here.
Okay, 3d6 for initiative.
3d6.
You want to roll high.
I want to roll high.
Let me try the other one. Maybe we can roll high.
Oh.
Oh, I should
got
be rolling
eight.
With this one.
I got 8 too.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's see. Nicholas,
Christopher rolled 12.
This is a 6.
Huh?
3d6. Or a 5.
Another 8.
Can roll 12?
Yeah, he rolled
12. I rolled 8 twice.
Thunder
roll.
Roll 8.
Oh, there it is. Where was it?
Oh my god, that
gotcha.
One. That's so two. Is that before the. Oh my goodness, that's
halfling,
before the. COVID.
6.
Johnny rolled 6.
Look,
I think he's actually not going
look.
First.
I rolled 13.
Chris, would you please give him play though? Otherwise, he won't be.
He
didn't
have
some
play.
Okay.
So, what is he saying?
He needs
play though. He already has some play
though. But what is he? Okay, then what is he talking about?
Sorry.
Jonathan, do you have play though?
I don't think. Why do you think you play like that?
Oh, yeah, I think I saw this last time.
New edition.
Yeah, yeah. I think showed me this last time. Any new cards? Are they all the same? The reprints. Pass to a wall, create a wall, teleport, wizard. They're all the same cards.
Why would you need to change perfection?
Christopher, can you saw it?
But they use some of the assets from Fantasy Flight. So they're all like.
Fight the spider. You can talk about
wow. Look
the
a lot better. So it's not
some
beer and nuts game that.
The board laid out.
He will ask
yeah,
him.
So,
yeah.
Also.
We're fighting okay. The spider. If you don't get the eggs, you can't get the info.
Okay. Kid actually goes first.
Okay.
Roll high.
You go first. What?
Can you sleep spell?
I think you have to. Oh, yeah. He said he wanted.
Oh, he's a sleep spell.
All right. So, sleep spell. I believe.
I was thinking if I had another dice jar. I don't see it.
I don't remember having more than one.
That's supposed to be good or bad.
Depends what game you're playing. This is a d20 though.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
I don't think we have more than one dice tower, Papa. We're looking at something that. No, you're thinking of your organizer that was made out of these things. I don't
All right,
have
roll 2d8.
2d8, Christopher.
2 8 sided die.
That's a d8. And you need another d8. Let's see. We have another one.
You mean this?
Oh, yeah, there you are. You had it in your hand.
Can you just roll them both?
Yeah, roll them both.
6 and 5.
Wow. Damn you. Oh, I mean, that's a good roll. All right.
Did I succeed?
So both of the spiders fall asleep and fall to the ground.
All right. Next encounter.
That's when the next three spiders.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Those are the baby spiders. No, mommy's here.
Never mind the challenge. Alright. Do you take the spider eggs? Oh, at this point, you can just take the spider eggs.
Yeah, we
want to. You want to kill the spiders, or you want to leave them there so that there are more spiders?
No, we only want the spider eggs. Or did you want the spiders? Did you want the spiders or just spider eggs?
Just spider eggs, right?
Yeah.
I want the spiders.
What?
Oh, well, you know what? Didn't you say that the
yes, mommy,
goes with, they only care about the spider eggs, or they care about the spiders?
They just want the spider eggs.
They just want the eggs.
Oh, okay. No, we leave the spider, because then they can make more eggs. The lizardmen like the eggs. If we take the spiders, they can't make more eggs.
It's gotta be one of the two spiders in here, right?
Okay.
It's only the two spiders.
Made a pair.
How do they make... It's like when you want chicken eggs. If you take the chicken, you get more chicken eggs.
Oh, mommy has a plate there.
Yeah, mommy has a plate. Alright.
Alright.
Come to his room? Got it.
Alright, so do you leave him alive? And just take the eggs?
Sure.
Yeah.
Alright.
And then, so later on, they can come back for vengeance.
Yeah.
This is how the recurring villains happen.
No, you just like chickens. You just come back and more later.
Okay, so you come back.
Babe, I think Jonathan cannot tell between I and you sometimes.
Yeah. Well, he can tell, but when he speaks it, he doesn't...
He cannot tell differently.
No, when they're little, sometimes even, like, differentiating gender. Christopher would always call... He mix it up when he was little. I asked him, you know a girl what a boy is, yeah, but they don't care.
Alright, so it took you, like, a day to go there.
I'm back.
Search for spiders and stuff and get the eggs. And then
you come back in the morning.
No.
And in which case,
we trade the eggs for the dog.
The eggs and the centipede carcasses.
Right.
And then you get this weird dog that probably not very tasty, anyways.
Yeah. We got a dog. We got the
Enfield pup.
Enfield.
Oh.
He's a bro.
All right, we adopted it.
What did you do, Christopher? So the festival is basically six events once we show your stats. So you should pick one character to do each one.
Oh my gosh.
Strength and intelligence for me.
I have con and charisma. But I think someone else has higher charisma. But I have con.
Con and wisdom.
Well, con is 15. Regular.
My strength is 13. Christopher has really high intelligence. He should be
Christopher intelligence.
What is it?
Okay, Halfling has high dex. Well, someone else has high dex.
But you also have high charisma, right?
Charisma. High
yes,
17.
My charisma is 17.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Dex 15 here.
I'm just really weak.
Okay. Your constitution.
Who's strength?
Wisdom, intelligence. I'll be strength then.
No, I have 13. I'm just saying, does anyone have a strength?
But you have better con than the rest of us.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So everyone has a stat. I'm strength. See?
What's your strength?
12. Your wisdom.
11.
13.
Yeah.
I don't know what
to
do.
Your charisma. Your charisma 17. Christopher's intelligence 18.
Kitty.
Halfling is doing what?
Dex 15.
Dex 15.
Do you remember
there you go.
I have a con 13. I have a con 15, right?
I have 15.
Do you want water? Want food?
Okay. So maybe we want to do...
Now you have to draw a good story around each of these stat-based obstacle courses.
He's probably distracted.
Okay, so strength. So basically, the strength class is just lifting bigger and bigger boulders.
Just like the strongest man, the Atlas balls or whatever.
That's the strength one.
Yeah,
medicine balls.
Atlas rocks. I wonder because it's a stone ball, right?
Okay.
Put it on a pedestal.
So lizardman comes out. He's about your size. Doesn't seem all extremely strong.
All right. Easy victory.
Maybe.
Easy victory.
They're going to the same problems that we do. One guy has all the stats, but everyone else is just, you know, crap.
Well, I mean, the champion doesn't participate because he won last year.
All right.
Oh, yeah, the champion. But it was a team event. Didn't we six champions?
Well,
he's just a coach.
Yeah, he's the leader. Alright, so you're trying to roll as low as you can.
Alright.
Oh, he made it.
I made it too. I got.
You made it by zero.
I made it by one. Oh,
sorry. Oh.
You know what? No, you know,
it's
getting stuck in his wire ribs. You know, you whip that a little.
Yeah.
Okay, get away with mommy.
Okay, get away with
mommy.
I think you're scaring him a little bit.
Can you
play nicely with Jonathan? He's a little kid.
Okay, but Jonathan, don't
scare
him.
If he looks like he's scaring in terror, that's probably too much.
Yeah. Okay.
See,
it's not just your kid.
Okay. This one may or may not
you
be
okay
hard.
Now?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, pass me. Oh.
Can
no, pass me.
Can you play with Christopher?
No.
See, you scared him too much.
Why not? Jonathan, but this toys are not yours. Nothing is ours, Jonathan. No, this Christopher. Can you borrow from Christopher, Jonathan?
No.
Is there a reason you're chasing him, or you just think it's funny? I think it's funny.
Like, I'm over my blocks, and I'm trying to get him away.
Do you really need him, or you just think it's funny?
I like these things.
Right.
Oh, you're just making random things?
So, do you think it'd be really hard for Christopher to solve this?
Huh? This is an intelligence one?
See?
Yes.
Can you give me a password?
They can try it. I don't know if he'll solve it.
Oh, that's not ours? Oh,
no, it's ours.
What is he supposed to do?
A pipe puzzle. So you have to get from... I guess you have to get out?
You have to connect all circles. I think. Yes, you have to connect all circles somehow.
Okay. Well, I could do this.
Okay, you do it for him, because you can't do that.
Should I start over?
Sure.
Well, the timer doesn't start over.
Oh, you reload the page, right? What are you submitting?
I am trying to reload. Okay. Oh, a new puzzle. Da 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 da.
Jonathan, you stand here.
Okay, you try it. Christopher, you want to try this puzzle?
That would be too hard. I wasn't sure what you'd do.
What's the problem?
You
want to keep this, right? But Jonathan, you can only borrow those, okay?
Okay.
Well,
okay,
why you don't
want Christopher?
Let's see.
Can you tell me why not, like, you don't want Christopher?
Yeah.
What is, why? Is it because Chris took a piece of a toy away?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lose wisdom.
Yeah.
Oh, wisdom.
Is it like a Where's Waldo?
Okay.
Did you take it out of his hand or take it out of
his hand? I can do those.
Oh no!
Spot the 10 differences.
If I take like that, do you like that?
No.
So, and you
that's right, just load a highlights article. It'll be fun.
So, if you
want
to borrow
highlights,
what do you say?
So, okay, like, you know, in the magazines you find a dentist's office?
You
say, highlights?
They don't keep those anymore.
Oh, really? Oh.
Reception in the hospital.
No wonder he chased you.
Take those away.
No, say borrow.
COVID ruins everything.
You know, I just asked Christopher, can I borrow the toy?
Easy for you, but okay. Alright, here's a quiz. You're gonna answer it. You're trying to get wisdom.
Oh,
for the best result.
It's a trivia thing? DDO trivia.
I think we'll recognize it.
Come on, man.
Oh, you're about the trivia pursuit.
I didn't know who was gonna do it.
So, Christopher, can you borrow it?
This is the,
You have to leave it. You can't escape it.
What do you call it? Pop, right? Pop? Is this a pop quiz? The pop?
The Jack.
No, this is, is it?
It looks like it. Same.
It's the quiz for Mortal Kombat 4. For your favorite character?
I get the make ready.
Oh, wisdom, right?
Let me get some more dice. Let me get some more dice. Let me get some dice.
I guess it's spirituality. That's hard. Spirituality. That's what you're trying to get. For the best score. I probably not sure if I'll help. Makes it too easy. He's already
you just think about spiritual things.
Yeah.
Like my Where's Waldo idea better.
Oh, okay.
Find the bugbear.
Maybe if you want to play chase, if you want to play chase with me. But you have to explain what you were just chasing.
It's fine.
Over drink.
Oh, it's 10 minutes. See, it's 10 minutes.
It's 1 hour.
And then I catch you and I take it.
I didn't even know one. May I ask please, right?
It's 10 minutes.
Well, but you have to ask him. He didn't know that. If you want to play chase, you have to ask him. That's why it's scary. What if mommy keeps tickling you and you don't want to be tickled anymore? You like that or not like that?
I want to scare people.
No, you don't care.
When does he want to go to bed at 8 and we said you should go to bed at 5? Would you care?
No.
Oh. No? Okay. That's after 5.
No. Christopher. Jonathan, next time you have to ask Christopher. Ask Christopher just playing with you. Okay?
What is a green block?
Let's just look at my figures I made.
Jonathan, Christopher just want to play with you, okay? So you have to be a good sport, okay? I can take away your...
Yeah, if it was a lights out puzzle, that would give you trouble. I'm not very good at this.
Lights out?
Yeah.
We don't need this dice. Need this dice. Need this dice. Need dice. I good. These dice are good. The dice are bad.
Oh, does this app not work anymore?
The white one is good.
It's not it.
There's an app that ripped out all the kobold dialogue from DDO. It's like a push a button and make the sound.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Well, these look the data files. People have been decoding it for a while.
Jonathan?
Oh yeah. I can't hear anything.
Ah, nuts!
Oh, got it.
Ow,
fixed it.
Nuts!
Did you get it? Oh, Christopher! Oh, I see the mochi. Did you want this one?
You can scroll up and down.
Christopher! Which one did you want a piece of? Christopher! Christopher! Okay, I guess you didn't want any more.
Okay.
I guess you do still want more cheap? I found it. Okay. Jonathan? Okay.
My dice are here.
Jonathan, not everything you touch is yours, okay, Jonathan?
Well,
you have to change that concept. Okay, if everything you touch is yours, okay?
Why is mommy ruining everything?
Yeah, I might give you all the questions because it's not just that.
Well, Jonathan, Christopher just playing with you. Mommy knows that.
You should give him the trivia questions from the that one quest in DDO. With the... in the 12.
What? There's lots of crazy things.
No, there's trivia questions.
Right, there's one for the Sphinx in
White. Oh yeah, the Sphinx on one. Oh, yeah, White Pokemon has good trivia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Another Man's Treasure, that's right. That's
cool. Yeah, Another Man's Treasure, yeah.
But those are like specific to the game.
Was that the one with the big crab has a puzzle part also?
No. Not the one. The crab is just a fight. Because we just did it. There's a Sphinx one, there's like
The same pack.
The flesh.
There was one for getting the free feet respect thing.
Need some dice. Oh. That one quest. I thought about getting it one time. Though. I had to change a feat on one of my characters, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do this quest, it takes too long. It's like, oh, it requires, like, these specific dragon shards. So I go look, I'm like, oh, I don't see it, the size.
Right.
And so I check another character, I was like, oh, I have, like, 900 at least on this other character. It's great. I don't know if they really implemented the Eberron dragon shard stuff very well. Pretty much people just take the medium ones and exchange it for XP pots. So that's why people pick up collectibles just to get those Eberron shards.
This one's going.
Like
collectibles give you Eberron shards?
Has a chance of dropping Eberron shards instead of a collectible.
Okay.
So then you could trade the medium ones at certain vendors to get like XP pots or something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So medium's good for XP pot, but you need like 5 of them. The larger ones don't really give you anything. You could trade also tombs to your guild vendor to get like the perfect Eberron shard or something. There's not.
Are you okay? Okay, John, you want some water?
But that's like slightly less useful. Or no. It's slightly more useful in that you can stack it now. So it doesn't take up inventory space. Because otherwise the tomb is worthless. Right? If you already have the staff.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be strange that one of them you put in your bag and the other side you can't. Or something like that.
No. Oh. Yeah.
For the
Eberron
shard.
That's the Sybaris dragon shard. You can't put. Oh no, am I getting it?
But what's it used for the feet respect?
Yeah. I think if we paid more attention to the story.
Score results?
Sure. What class are you?
Since these are individual tests, can you do multiple individual tests at the same time?
What?
These are all individual tests, so can you just do it?
Yeah. I don't know, because some might just be a die roll.
No. Lame.
I can't really tell.
And there's the first thingy.
That's right. Jonathan, are you not playing with Christmas?
The speed of strength.
It's time to play with Christmas.
The speed of strength should have been like a thumb war.
Bro.
What is
bro?
Want to go talk to Christopher? Can mommy kiss? Yeah, look at my chin. That's a gray block, and that's a black block, and this is a red, and the red will have to win the side.
Yeah, that's fine.
What can we make?
It's not a very straightforward.
It's a very straightforward.
Do you
want to
get...
It's like the test.
Do you want to talk to Christopher?
Okay.
No.
Yeah, don't keep it so good.
Is it a platform?
All it comes down to is just a die roll.
Yeah. I mean, this wasn't what it was.
Okay.
What is it?
Give
the monkey
crisp
for the cookie.
No.
That's not bad. I only missed by 4.
Oh,
bless
you. Can you
have
your mouse?
I can use a chip. Oh, wait, what about a party chip?
You could use a party chip. Let's wait to see.
Wait. We need to kick it.
Alright, unfortunately, the other guy made it by 0.
There's a
chopping knife. And he had an 11. Oh, he had an 11.
I had 11, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you start out with higher than you. So.
It's a knife.
That's right, it's a knife.
Alright, Johnny.
It's a little blue bridge.
Alright, so this is basically.
Yes.
Well, the visual is that it's Dodgeball, but they're throwing rocks at you.
Nice.
So,
that's right.
You and some other losing men are in a circle.
Dodgerash, got it.
That's right.
So, roll your dex.
Going outside.
That's right.
Let's roll it.
Jonathan, don't put your feet on the table. Don't let the mommy show you.
Let's see, you missed it by 7.
No, we have to go over the bridge.
Can you go
give rats on the face.
Okay,
where
did you go?
That's cool. Someone made a DDO solver for a bunch of, like, the quests.
Yeah, I've seen that. There's an app.
Okay, go
I think I've never used it.
I don't know, you look for him.
Does it work?
Okay, say you're sorry, go.
Looks fine.
Okay.
But have we ever played those? This is one of those parades, right?
Thunder, you roll your charisma.
Roll your charisma.
So, basically, you guys are telling stories.
Roll charisma.
Huh? Me?
3.6. Yeah. Roll
okay.
Below your charisma.
Below? Okay. Where's my...
You control less.
Jonathan, you're holding... Okay, where's the three?
Okay. Oh, there's a pretty well, actually.
Okay. Okay, yeah, roll. Okay, Jonathan, you want to roll for mommy? Okay, roll. Three of them. Okay, Jonathan, okay.
What?
Got a
the big top rune, the wheels don't ever change.
Okay,
I never noticed that.
It's low.
You rolled a 7.
So the big top. The Ireland Carnival.
Yeah.
The wheels never change.
That doesn't, no.
So they have
the
same.
The solution is always the same.
Yeah.
She made it by 10.
Never noticed that.
You made it by 10? Wow.
Yeah, I just created by 17.
You made it by 8. And he's so lost.
Yeah, he just whips.
Alright. Mirabel.
Jonathan, you say you gotta give Chris for a big huggy, right? Jonathan?
Oh, Mama, the waiter. You can play with the dice on the block and go up the bridge.
Jonathan, you say you're gonna give Chris for a big huggy, right?
Here we go.
Oh well, you can roll for Mirabel. So basically, you're holding your breath underwater the longest. Con.
Is that con roll?
Yep, just con roll.
And roll for Aquina. Yeah.
It's a bridge. That's a bridge.
That's a bridge.
Okay. I made the bridge already. Oh, I made the bridge.
Good job.
Ah, made of a 5.
I made the bridge.
You
go outside
and... 4. Wow.
Just like
going... Well, actually, I rolled well a couple times, but you guys rolled better.
Very good. This guy.
Nope, because you don't have to do anything. Fidel's a little bit lost.
There you go.
That's all right.
But we would have to win every single event, eh?
Yeah. You won 5. 5 of 6. Oh, so you guys are the club new champion.
If only I used this. 3 dice 6. Whatever.
Yeah.
Christopher.
I would have made about 1.
Really?
See?
So in theory, you could have won.
As it's after 10 minutes taking that quiz, I have to do the roll a die. You should let me roll first. If it's close, then take it.
Jonathan? Hey, you're the star. You're the human being.
Two of them.
Are you the people? You the person?
Oh, this doesn't have the like lights out solvers. This is just whatever you rip from the
Get tomate.
Chotomate.
And this big brown rock, this one.
Chris, what do you want to sit here?
And the dice.
Alright, so you win the necklace as the new champions. So theoretically, you should bring it back next year for the next festival, for the next year.
Well, what does the champion do? It's a ceremonial thing, right? Well, okay, we'll come back.
Well, I mean,
wait, the
smith wants to melt it down to make a weapon.
I think it's not
but he can also make it like a replica, right? It looks
like
it.
Yeah, listen, they're
only losing it.
Don't want to tell.
We'll deal with it when it comes down to that. But yeah, I'm gonna get a replica and go back.
Next year, there's a great war. That's our holy item. We're gonna take down their holy item.
The Lizardman War.
Oh.
Where's the dice?
I don't know. Fell somewhere?
This one.
Alright, and then, so then they have the feast. They have the giant centipede with spider egg as a spider egg
omelet.
Special recipe.
Oh.
Anybody want to eat that?
I'll try it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, it's probably cooked.
Yeah.
It's just,
I'm gonna give it to you raw. That was bad.
It's lobsters and eggs, right?
Yeah. Alright, so then after that you leave and you are in friendly relations right now. Friendly.
Nice. Until next year.
Totally fine what happens next year.
Just don't tell them.
And then you go back?
Sure. We asked the smith to make a replica.
Yeah, she can make a replica. Nice. So, turn to smith, and then smith is making a magic dagger for thunder. That'll be ready in a week. Okay. Alright, so you did that. That was pretty much you exploring two hexes. And the spiders, one with Lizardman.
Yep.
So there are the bandits. The
caves.
Keizo Chaos and the
Castle,
Koizatron, which is the keep of the heroes. A band for the heroes. The mad fools.
Okay.
24.
Three left? I thought it was four.
It was like you six. Did the spiders.
Oh, spiders. And, okay. So it was supposed to be a different one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So spiders were the interesting thing in the south. So if you also explore the bandit one, then you've explored south of the river, which is what they
were. So bandits. What were we supposed to do with the bandits?
Bandits killed.
They made two-thirds of us orphans or something.
Like the taverner's son or something.
Oh, right.
Or taverner's parents. So that's why he wants revenge. He wanted to hire you guys.
Take him out, look at it.
And that. But they're pretty dangerous because they're a lot. Well, I mean, sleep spell.
Wait till level 2? Is that the type of level that we need to take them out?
No, I mean, they're most. I think there were like half a dozen of them in their first level.
Half a dozen.
Probably second or third. But I mean, D6 damage can almost kill most of you. So.
That's true. Yes.
So playing the kobold, so.
What?
A kobold worker has died.
It is very familiar. It's Crystal Cove. Crystal Cove.
But it could be any. They use the sounds in Crystal Cove, but it's really any.
Any of those challenges.
Yeah. I heard the Evening Star challenges are pretty good for XP, but I never tried them.
We did them before, right?
Maybe, probably, but it's been like, we usually skip it.
We usually don't do challenges, because they're... Unless you're like, you want something from the... Like, the reward list.
Well, yeah, well, if you're trying to...
Get like a Shane Master, go figure it, yeah. Figure for the House C stuff.
That's true, if you want to unlock the Ivory Kisser.
I think we did. That's why we did all the challenges in House C.
Okay.
To get the Artificer.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. You did good on your contract.
I did? What'd I do?
You rolled a 10 out of 15.
Yeah, you're holding your breath on the water. Whoever holds the longest wins.
But so you didn't die.
Okay, good. I just came out of water. So must have been down there a while. I was moving the laundry.
Certainly.
Dying.
Are you a little Nazi?
Come
on,
we're gonna die.
Are you a little Nazi person right now?
No.
Okay.
No, mommy.
Okay.
Where's the first thing?
Can you give? I thought you said you gotta give Chris a big huggy.
No. Go away.
Go away. It's not...
Jonathan, why you push Christopher? Why are you pushing Christopher?
Go.
I don't know if he's trying to push him, like, let's go away where mommy can't see us play.
Yes, that kind of thing, yes. He's like, mommy, go away now, yes.
He's like, you don't tell me what to do.
Yes.
Sounds about right.
Oh, this app no longer works.
What is it?
This is the old DDO solver. That doesn't work on this version of Android.
What are you trying to do?
Oh, no.
Cobalt worker has died.
Cobalt worker has died. What does that? That's not a word.
Cobalt worker has died.
That's not a word.
It's many words, John.
Cobalt worker has died.
I don't really think he knows what he's laughing about.
No.
I know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get back. That's what I'm thinking. Being attacked.
Oh, okay. He has to go give it back to him.
And that means the spawn's on the line.
Alright, so...
almost 6. You want to order dinner?
Wait, how are you doing in terms of play?
Alright, everybody gets 23 experience points.
23!
Oh, yeah, we're done.
Did we kill something?
We won the... championship.
I think maybe
we kill centipedes, right?
Maybe it's too easy.
Yeah.
And
spider grow a little more centipedes.
So how many?
23
XP.
Everybody get the same one?
You might have a 5 different bonus.
Who has that?
Do we round normal?
Some people have 5 or 10% bonus.
A couple workers will die.
I know. Can you go rescue him,
please?
Okay, go do it.
Does he say he thinks his funny Poco's gonna die?
No, he said that Cobalt guy died. Cobalt
worker has died.
I said, okay, go.
Oh, Cobalt worker. Cobalt
worker
has died. So I said, go rescue them.
Alright, 23 XP.
What about money?
Only need 3,886 water cups.
23 XP?
Wait,
right. Yeah.
That's why you got screwed. So you need more XP to go up?
Yeah, and I go up to only half the levels.
Second level is what, 1,000?
Depends on the class.
Is it for the cleric?
Cleric is like 1,500?
1,500.
I think thieves like 1,200.
Yeah, should be here.
I don't know what else is higher than this.
Oh, cleric. Okay. Yeah, 1,500.
Do we get a multiplier for our...
Oh!
No, you can have
it should be in your character
sheet.
Do you have XP bonus? Usually like 5% or 10% because your stats are really good.
Well, her deck's not that great. She might have the fire though, I think.
No. Sophia's stats? I thought Sophia's stats were the best of all of us.
She has a great charisma, but it's dex. It's primary.
Oh.
It's just the primary.
Okay.
No,
that's
fine.
Papa, I'm gonna need your help too. I didn't realize that I was primary.
So she should have a plus 5%, right?
Can you help me? I'll get the thing to help me.
No bonus.
Okay.
Let me check.
I was like, my knuckles bother me. I noticed, oh no, I have,
a splinter?
Yeah, it's a splinter, right?
Yeah.
Or is it dirt?
Ooh. Well, if it hurts, it could be a splinter.
That's, 13 or more.
But I've been washing my hands, that's why I think 5%. It's a splinter.
Yeah.
I get 5%?
5% more, so...
So who actually gets the infield? Is it Christopher or is it
now, it's just get 5%.
Infield. Guess
so
what?
So 23
oh,
is 5%?
Whichever one.
It's a party pet.
It could be a party pet. Or Chris could just keep it.
Yeah.
Saying it's my grubby paws off of my pet.
Let's clean up the poop. I don't mind it.
What time is it? Christopher actually...
Wait until 6.
He's called to 6?
So you can just write that infield pup.
No, no, I did. But I'm just I'm wondering, he can speak languages, but I don't think they're sentient, so it can't speak infield. It's a beast, not a language.
Right.
Okay. So he can't speak animals, he speaks...
Right, so that's going to be, like, something with a language.
Maybe a druid? Oh, wait, there's no druids.
Ranger? Ranger?
No, rangers.
No.
Eventually they're druids, I think.
Would be advanced druids?
I think companion introduced, like, druid and...
Ooh, companion. That's way down the line. Way down the line.
Okay. Well, then he's done. And then we didn't get any gold. We just did we get the medal or the?
Yeah, we got the necklace.
So basically, you got the pup, and you're gonna Sophia gets the pup. It's gonna get a magic dagger.
I get a what?
They get a magic dagger
eventually.
But we turn in. We have to turn in the necklace.
Oh, this is from the
necklace.
Yeah.
Eventually. He's gonna snap the necklace. The lizard folks holy item.
Remember, we were gonna. We were doing this to get something.
Okay.
I'm gonna get the thing so you can help me get the splinter out of my knuckle.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
It might be a splinter. I can't tell.
Well, you can see better than I can.
Why? Just because I don't wear glasses.
Maybe I should buy myself.
Better than me and Dave.
No, not up there, down. Thank you.
What kind of do you guys have? Do you guys want to have?
Is it dangerous?
Very dangerous.
Do you want to check out? Do you want to go to eat? What do you guys want to do?
I'm really full, so...
I'll go. Maybe you guys want to go.